Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Australia's Medical Association says the mental health care system is failing some of the most vulnerable people in the community. The association is calling for all governments to work together to invest in mental health and address severe workforce shortages. President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Danielle McMullen, says the industry is underfunded and a nightmare to navigate.
It is time for us to stop working in silos and for all levels of government and the NGO sector to work together to build a mental health system that meets the needs of our patients. General practice is the front line of our mental health system and where most patients will turn to for their first bit of care. Mental illness is now the most common reason that patients come into general practice clinics like mine and seek help and support.
A global security expert says young people are increasingly radicalised online through being taken advantage of by internet friendships. A report by intelligence agency Five Eyes recommends a whole-of-society approach to prevent violent extremism involving law enforcement, the education sector, mental health services, and technology companies. The Australian Federal Police said in the last 4 years, 35 minors were investigated or charged with state or Commonwealth offences. MPs from all sides of politics have agreed to 61 recommendations made by a parliamentary committee addressing financial abuse in Australia. This form of abuse costs victims $5.7 billion a year, which is nearly $3 billion more than is lost to scams. The recommendations include a proposal requiring financial institutions to take reasonable steps to ensure borrowers are not experiencing financial abuse. Labor Senator Deborah O'Neill chaired the inquiry and told the ABC while adopting the recommendations will take a while, she is positive the government will take important steps towards bringing in the reforms.
These victim survivors were very clear that the system as it is not working. And their suggestions around the ATO are that basically the ATO has power to interact with these perpetrators of financial abuse after the period of separation in a way that matters, because at the moment they're just these perpetrators of violent of financial abuse are just simply walking away and laughing at any sense of responsibility for their former partner and the children.
A large blaze at a synagogue in South Melbourne is being treated as suspicious by police. Around 60 firefighters and 17 trucks were called to the Adas Israel Synagogue in Melbourne's southeastern suburb, Ripponlea, on Glen Eira Avenue around 4:18 a.m. this morning. Fire Rescue Victoria's Assistant Chief Fire Officer Braden Sinamom said the building was fully involved in the fire and the blaze was escalated. He said two people were evacuated with minor injuries, but no other properties were damaged. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in a statement on X, he condemns the attack on the synagogue and has zero tolerance for anti-Semitism in Australia. And in golf, jet lag hasn't stopped Cameron Smith from scoring a halfway lead at the multi-million dollar Saudi International. Contesting his fifth event in 6 weeks, Smith showed no sign of fatigue in carving out a 7 under par 64 in the second round. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain.